Welcome to the bigger picture.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Aaliyah Sheffield. I mean, even just your name, it just sounds classic. You know, really, it does. Great.
I really debated about using my name, so that's great to know.
Yes, it's excellent. Good choice. Now, you Def Jam recording artist.
Yes.
I mean, your sound has been so refreshing to hear.
Thank you.
Okay. It is what I feel the industry is in need of. Okay. We need that refreshing, that truth.
Yes.
That you sing. And you know, your sound, it's grounded. And this generation of listeners, I really feel like they need to hear this. So I mean, you're both vulnerable and strong. You have this balance within your sound. And I can tell that your songs come from a real place.
Yes, they do. It's usually like, you know, if you had a diary, but instead, but you just decided to show the diary to pretty much the internet.
You took the words. That was later on I was going to talk to you about.
Yeah. It's definitely stories that are just very true to my day-to-day life and my personality. Yes.
A glimpse into your journal. That's what I was thinking of when I listened to your EP. Your EP, these songs are for anyone sick of earth.
Yeah.
Now, ugh, honey, especially these past few years, I'm sure.
Yeah.
90% and more of the population can relate to that.
It's been a rough couple of years.
So now you have one song that went viral 2 years ago, Earth is Ghetto. And now you have a video.
Yeah.
Dope video, dope visual.
Thank you.
I want to hear you explain the title.
The title to the song?
Yes.
It was just kind of like me just hearing people say Earth is so ghetto and I bet the aliens ride right past here. And then me literally walking down the street and going to the store and the store being barred up and me having to figure out how to get what I need from the store without knowing Spanish.
Where were you when this happened?
I was in Mexico at the time when I was writing, and my house happened to be on 15th Street, which is the street that I mentioned in the song. And I was literally writing about my whatever was going on in the world at the time. It was maybe it was like December 2020, so we were in the thick of it. So.
Yes,
so it was, I started writing that song while I was walking down the street. And by the time I got home, I had a piano melody and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I see you playing those keys too.
Yeah.
You play with such passion. You know, of all the instruments, why piano? Did you know as soon as you touched the keys? Was it when you were a child or how did that come about?
I play a few other instruments. I play clarinet and saxophone, bass guitar, but piano has always been the easiest to write on, to write to. And once I figured out what I was doing on that, now I kind of stick to that instrument even when I want to try to learn guitar more. So
can we expect to hear more of these other instruments that you play in songs to come?
I don't know. Maybe someday. At the moment, I haven't really thought
you haven't
about
played that. Around with it yet. I just figured I'd ask since you mentioned it. And I was like, oh, okay.
At the moment, I haven't really thought about it. I do have a song on YouTube of me playing guitar and singing, but that's the only one. But I haven't really written a lot of songs off of piano that weren't based on piano.
Piano. Yeah. Now, Boo Boo the Fool, girl. I can't tell you how I say this. This is still in my vernacular too.
It's
okay.
Still in my vernacular. I say it all the time.
That's what I mean. I mean, you can ask my ex. I used to say to him all the time. You think I'm Boo Boo the Fool?
Right.
So where did you get this saying from? Was it from which family member? Where did it come from?
That's my mother's favorite saying. That and I ain't one of your little friends. She will go and say, oh, I never said that, but even she will admit, oh yeah, I did say that a lot. That's definitely my mother's favorite saying. That and I ain't one of your little friends.
Can we expect to hear a song like that? I ain't one of your little friends. Everybody would love that, I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, I say it in Boo Boo the Fool, but I don't know if I don't know if it would be a
If you'd
bit.
expound on that.
Yeah. I don't know if it would be a bit too much to expand on that.
Now, what was your childhood like?
It was interesting, like growing pains and all of that. I moved around a lot when I got older. I grew up in Savannah. Spent most of my life there. I was born in Jersey, but I spent most of my life in Savannah. And when I got older, I was going, like, I moved to New Jersey and spent most of my music career there. Like,
Savannah's gorgeous.
It's a nice town. It's a nice city. It's a
It's
little
gorgeous.
boring sometimes, but it's nice. It
It's gorgeous.
is.
It's, I mean, it's if you're going for some place to relax, and you know what
Yeah,
else is
if you're going
nice?
for some place to like to relax, but I
Yeah.
will say, as if you're growing up there, you're like you just kind of want to see more. That's one thing about Savannah. It's like if you grow up there, you're gonna want to see more.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand that. But it is still a beautiful city. It
Yeah,
really
very
is.
beautiful city.
Now I hear so many hues in your voice when you sing. So what artists have you listened to, and who has left the biggest impression?
I listen to a lot of Nina Simone, Franklin, India Irie, Lauryn Hill, and these were like when Tracy Chapman, like for female voices, were they were like people I listened to the most. So, and
Excellent.
I'll say probably Nina Simone and Aretha Franklin maybe had the biggest influence, especially Nina Simone with her writing topics and stuff like that.
That's where I was about to go. I was going to ask you as far as writing was concerned, because she is a heavy duty writer. I mean, way nobody was paying attention to her at the time.
They should have been paying attention to her because she had a lot to
Yeah, she sure did. She
say.
sure did.
No, but yeah, I definitely paid attention to a lot to her lyrics and the topics that she talked about in the songs.
What touched you the most about her?
Her authenticity, because she was real even when it was uncomfortable, and you could tell it was uncomfortable.
I can see that in you.
Yeah, I appreciate people who are true to themselves and allow themselves to be true even when it makes them uncomfortable, or even when it makes other people uncomfortable. I always appreciate that.
Yeah, it comes through in your music too. Now, if you could describe your music and your sound in one word, what would it be?
Thoughtful music. Like I can't, I would say it's soulful too, but I'd say that is also very thoughtful, or it's very, or even relatable. Like it's just something that you think about what people are going through and you write it down. You think about what I'm going through and you write it down, and that's a big part of my music.
I can see that, absolutely. It's a very mindful, very
I'm an overthinker, so.
you're well, it's you're very you strike me as a person that's very present.
Yeah, I can
You always
be.
yeah.
I'm always thinking about what's going on. I can be very present, but at the same time, I can not enjoy the present at the same time. But I am always thinking about what's going on. It's like always 100 tabs open in my brain. So
I was gonna say you're multitasking.
yeah, so many tabs open on different issues in the world, and sometimes I wish I could just tune it out, but it's just so many tabs open.
I can understand your what you mean. Like it is it's tough, especially when you're an artist, I'm sure. You know what I mean? It's like
Yeah.
your lens is different,
It's very different.
Now, after listening to your EP, it has a lot of healing qualities. So, in what ways was it therapeutic for you?
It was therapeutic for me because I was going through a lot of changes. I had moved, lost my job, quit drinking. It was very just a way for me to express all of that stuff that was going on in my life. And so that helped out a lot. It helped me.
You mentioned you're very candid and forthright, I should say, on social media about your sobriety. 2 years, by the way, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
I try to be candid about it because a lot of people are scared to even admit to themselves that they have a problem. And I was scared to admit that I had a problem. So I want even if they see something from me about it, I want them to be able to think about it and think, do I have a problem? Or if this person is talking about it, is this something I should be concerned about? And I just like being open about it. It makes me feel more comfortable about being open about it.
Yes, and I think that you are a great representation of that. You
Thank
know,
you.
and the more comfortable people are within themselves, like you said, they can admit it to themselves. Like you said, it's rough. It's hard. It's something
To
to
admit.
grapple with. I'm
It's
sorry?
a very hard thing to admit, especially with something like alcohol, because it's so socially acceptable to as much as you want. So a lot of times people don't even realize they have a problem because of that.
Yeah, I agree. There's varying degrees of alcoholism too. You know, you don't have to drink every day to still have a problem. You know, you can still abuse
Yeah,
it.
that's very true.
You know, now, when did you realize though that music was your way of like, I'm gonna get through this. Like, I can use this as a tool. Did you have like, did it just slowly come about, or was it like, did you just pull yourself out on pages one day and then you're like, you know what? I found a way to deal with this.
I've kind of always used music as like a healing thing since I was in like middle school. So I've always been kind of using music as an escape or anything. But when it comes to alcohol, I think maybe I just got tired of not being in control of it. And that was more so the thing that pulled me out. I just got tired of not being in control of myself.
Now, you have written the song, like your song that you have out, Never Drinking Again. That, I mean, when I heard just those first two bars about, I want to get my life right after tonight.
Yeah, because I was
I mean,
when I was writing the song. So I was like, I had to wait till tomorrow. I got to finish this bottle first.
that's so deep to me, and it doesn't even have to be somebody that has an issue with alcoholism, excuse me, or any other kind of substance. It can be anything
Just
that
be
you're
really
not facing.
yeah. It can really be anything. Because in that time, I was already experiencing a change in my life, my music career and stuff like that, but I was still struggling with just not having my life together and not being able to focus on the music career because I was too busy drowning in my own life and my own issues. So that just kind of came from that. And I recorded a full acoustic video for it, and even when I
Oh,
recorded
did you? I didn't see this.
Yeah, it's on my YouTube channel, and I did it for like So Far Sounds, and even then, I wasn't sober yet. So when I recorded the video, you could hear me at the end go, and that was a lie. But it's not a lie anymore. But just promoting that song just reminds me that I am getting my life together, and it's a constant process.
You know, and the process is beautiful because, again, till now. Now you had to go through XYZ, you know.
Yes, a lot.
It's painful, yeah, a lot. I can hear it in all your music, so I can only imagine, you know.
Yeah,
So
it's been a long ride for me. I've been making music for over 10 years, so that's also contributed to a lot of
wow.
stuff.
Now you used to also sing covers, yes, at a piano
Oh, yeah,
bar?
that was my job. That was my day job, or my night job. So, but my only job, I did like piano bars. I taught music, but I did all of that for like 10 years.
Wow. Wow.
I have a lot
That's
of
tough. That's tough work too.
live experience with music. So
Well, you are definitely in the right field. I'm so happy that you have been able to put together a project. And
I'm happy
yeah,
turned out the way I wanted it to.
it's perfect. It really is. You know, it doesn't sound like it's been meddled with, so to speak. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? So
I got to work with some really great producers, and I had help putting together like the art, the EP art and stuff like that. So it helped to have a team and stuff, but they really let me take control creative wise. So, and I really appreciate that.
excellent, excellent. Now, I'm going to touch on this and then we're going to move on because I don't want to lay in the whole conversation one direction. But we were talking about therapy and we were talking about vices. Do you think that, I mean, because we find that with artists, I know that I'm sure you know, artists and their vices. It's like this very common thing. It's very commonplace in the industry, right? So why do you think that is? Why, what do you think the tie is?
For me, the tie was I have really bad social anxiety and like that. So I was working all the time as a performer and always in bars and stuff like
Yeah.
that. Often, I got paid in drink tickets sometimes. So just like them saying, go ahead, drink, this will help you better about getting paid shitty and also help you feel better about the crowd and stuff like that. So for me, it was a lot dealing with social anxiety and stuff like that, and depression about where I was in my life. And I think a lot of artists face that, and they're trying to cope with their lives and also follow their dreams at the same time, and it can be a lot.
Yeah, you hit it right on that. I mean, as far as trying to, like you said, you have social anxiety, you're out there on stage, you have some people have stage fright, they're trying to smooth out their edges. So yeah, that makes complete sense, like you said. And
And
then
always really understanding when it comes to that. It's a interesting life to live, and even if you finally get all of the things that you want, you still struggle and ways find a healthier ways to struggle to deal with the struggle.
So that would be your advice. That would be your advice to somebody that's getting in the industry or working in the industry. And like,
I
what
would.
would, I guess what I'm asking is what advice would you offer someone that's in the industry that's finding themselves in this space?
I would definitely say if they can afford it, get therapy. Like make that one of your business expenses. Get therapy if you can, because it'll help a lot. It'll help having someone to talk to if you do deal with like addiction or anything. Make sure you see somebody about that. If once you start having the means to see somebody about that, make sure that's the first thing that you do.
Excellent.
Like,
Excellent.
don't even feel guilty about having to see somebody bad. Just be open about it. If
That's
they
right.
have the means, now that I'm not a starving artist anymore, or now that I'm a little more, like I'm a little more financially stable, I'm
Right.
going to attempt to take care of my problems. It may not go perfectly, but I'm trying. And I think more artists should admit that and do that.
And there should be more, I think, as far as even within the organization, giving support to artists, because how many artists have we heard, you know what I mean, that just, you know,
Yeah.
things did not go the way they should have. They weren't healthy. So I think that the organization can also offer some relief in that way. But you wrote a song, Antihero. Now, let me tell you, all your songs are amazing. There's an overuse of that word's amazing, but no, they are. Anti-hero, though, was, I mean, you said villains sound like preachers, teachers. I don't know what it was about this song. It resonated with me so deeply about having to be the villain in somebody's story and that how villains didn't always start out to be villains. What was going on in your head that you wrote this song?
I'm always really interested in when people do something that's people who, so there are always people that have fans and stuff that look up to them. And anytime they do anything wrong, it just slides them a little further into the villain category. And I won't mention who, but it was somebody at the time that was really being kind of just completely torn apart in the media. And then at the time, I was also going through like a Marvel movie binge.
You
So
know I'm going there next, right? I was going there, but go ahead.
I was going through like a Marvel movie binge and then watching this whole situation kind of unfold, and I was just like, it's so similar. There's like just listening to villain speeches and the story arcs for why they became villains is so similar to watching this person be completely villainized and turning and finally just cave in and be the villain that everybody's been saying that they were. And it just made me just feel like it's just so easy to see how people can turn into villains. They can be now they can always start as out as somebody's hero, but if they make too many mistakes, they'll be the villain.
You're right. You're right. Now, we need to get you in a, and we need to get this song in a movie. We need to.
I would really love that. That would be like a dream. My dream is to be somehow involved in the Marvel Universe.
Would you do some acting?
No, I cannot. I want to do acting, but
No Marvel?
I would if they gave me a role or if I got a role, I would try my hardest to act. I definitely want my music to be involved somehow, so that would like be a dream.
Yes, well, it's just, it would make you feel for that anti-hero, you know what I mean? It make you feel like, you know, like all the stuff that they did is like doesn't even matter because
I mean, some of them made valid points and they just went about it the wrong way.
you're right. You're right. And I feel like, yes, we as humans, we do that sometimes.
Yeah, some people
Sometimes.
make valid points, but then they get so wrapped up in making a point that they destroy everything else around them because they're trying to make that point. So just
Yeah.
very interesting to watch.
Now, do you read comic books?
I do. I haven't read them in a while, but I tend to get some. I have some at my mom's house because I left all my comics there, and pretty much to move cross country. So, but I do tend to read comics sometimes.
Oh, that's great. Like, so, I mean, can we expect that with Earth is Ghetto, I want to read? Because I see that you have a book club.
I really want to do that one day. I don't know if this overkill because the song has been out for a while, but I do want to do that one day because so many people have made like art and all types of stories and stuff based around that song now. It would be interesting to do that.
Overkill, let me tell you, not enough people have heard this song yet. See,
You're right.
it might be old to you, but
You're right.
not
You're
everyone has heard
right.
it.
You're absolutely right. Sometimes it does feel like it's definitely old to me, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna move on and talk about something else terrible, another song. But you're definitely right on that. Everybody hasn't heard it, so I do take that into account. But maybe one day I'll think about that.
Yeah, and now why did you start the book club?
I started a book club because I read a lot. I haven't read as much this year because it's just been a lot going on and I haven't been able to focus on books. But I'm always reading, and I had so many people asking me because they just saw the sci-fi elements of Earth is Ghetto. Like, do you read this? And you read that? I'm like, yeah, I read that. And it was just so many books that I read that other people were saying that I should read. And I was like, yeah, I really like reading. I like reading a lot of sci-fi. So I wanted to make a page to talk about some of the books that I read.
I think it's a great idea, and it's going to encourage people to read.
I hope
And
so.
how much
Read.
better does it get? How, what's the fastest way out of the ghetto?
Reading is literally the fastest way, and I
That's
wish
the
more people
fastest
would
way.
read. I really do wish more people would read, and I wish a lot of people would read like fiction too, because fiction just opens your imagination to so many things. Like nonfiction is great, but sometimes it's just the idea that fiction can really open your imagination.
Yes, it can. Yeah, and there's nothing bigger than the imagination, not even space, I swear. So it's like what's that saying? If you want to hide something from people, put it in a book. You know why it's so
That's
important to
really
people.
true.
Now, with your pen game the way it is, would you write a book? Is that something you'd consider?
I wanted to do that one at one point in my life, because at one point in my life I was doing like freelance writing on the side as a job. So if I wasn't a songwriter, I would probably try to lean more into writing.
Yeah, because you're telling stories essentially within your songs. You're just setting them to melody, you know, with a gorgeous voice, might I add.
Thank you.
So soulful, so soulful.
Thank you very much.
Now, I was going to ask you, your message is strong in your music. Explain the responsibility of an artist.
I think the responsibility of the artist is to first be true to themselves, but at the same time realize that they have the power to influence other people. Maybe not be careful, but if you do write something with a message that everybody doesn't agree with, be open to listen to what people are about. But I don't think that means that you should not release that song because it's something that somebody that doesn't agree with. I just think that you should be open to the conversation about it.
I agree. You know, it's a good, you know, these certain songs can be great conversation starters and conversations that sometimes we don't really want to have, but when we're forced to have them, there's growth.
Yeah, and I get that a lot. Like, I get that with Boo Boo the Fool sometimes, and people are like, oh, this is toxic and all of that. But I'm always interested in seeing the conversation that people end up having whenever I share that song.
Yeah, it's important. Again, it's important. That's why your work is so necessary. And I am honored that I had the opportunity to talk to you today.
Thank you very much.
Thank
I'm
you so
glad
very
I
much.
can talk to you.
Do you have any shout outs that you want to give before we wrap up?
Thank you to my manager who puts up with my crap and laughs at my really bad jokes and all of my team. And thank you to Urban Magazine for having me.
Yes, you're very welcome. Well, thank you, my dear, for stopping by The Bigger Picture.
Thank
I
you.
Yours truly here, Dakari Eli. And everyone, if you have not already heard, go check out the video, Earth is Ghetto. Please go listen to the EP. These songs are for anyone sick of Earth. All
Thank
right.
you so much.
Thank you
Thank
so much again,
you.
Leah. Yes. Stay blessed. All
Right, thank you.
right, love. Bye.
Bye-bye.